guys, it's Meg. What's up? What's poppin'? Welcome to the podcast! Many of us have scrolled on social media and seen bows everywhere. They're in people's hair, on clothing, bags, phone cases, but why are we so obsessed with them? And when I was doing research for this podcast, I did not realize how long bows have been trending. I was finding articles from like 2020 and 2021 here in 2024. But the first article I used is realsimple.com, and it was called Trend Alert, Bows Are Everywhere Right Now. And this is from January 3rd, 2024. And they were basically saying that the reason why bows are so popular is because it's embracing being a woman, it's hyper femininity, it's kind of like a girl boss era in the Barbie movie, and the coquette aesthetic and ballet core aesthetic has heavily influenced us into liking them. Which is true. Like, I feel like the Barbie movie definitely caused a shift in this like girl boss era for us, and the coquette and ballet core aesthetic has been around for a while. We actually have an aesthetic podcast. I'll have Eden and May come in if you guys want to go listen. I always want to say watch, but you're listening to me. There's no video to my podcast. But yeah. Hey, what's up? It's Editing Meg, and the aesthetic episode was from season 4, episode 2, where I talked about 10 popular aesthetics at that time, which, looking back on that list, ballet core and the coquette aesthetic were not a part of it, so maybe we should do an updated episode. They also said in this article that bows have a new meaning, and they're no longer like girly and like, I don't want to say innocent, but they're more like about empowerment, which is like true. I've seen bows like everywhere. And oh my God, for the longest time, the girlies who put bows in their hair, I never realized. I thought they just bought hair bows with like barrettes and like clips in them, which they do. They do make those. But 9 out of 10 times, they're just using ribbon from the craft store, which if you go towards the end of a season, they have like 60% off ribbon. I did this for Christmas and then again for Valentine's Day. I bought so much ribbon for like a dollar something because it was 60% off because it was considered Christmas. But in reality, it's like red velvet. I have blue velvet ones. I have plaid ones. I have ones with little hearts on it. They're just so fun to put in your hair, and it's so effortless and it looks so cute and put together. And for some reason, I feel like bows are all over like the book community. I know we have a podcast episode on books. That was this season. Season 8, episode 4, we did a whole podcast episode on books. And for some reason, bows are really trending in the book community. Like if you see a girl posting on Bookstagram or BookTok, she always has a little bow in her hair to go with it. I don't know why. I think it's so cute and so fun. But I decided to look up the history of bows because clearly we've had them for a very, very long time. So this article is from the HarperBazaar.com, and it's called The Rise and Fall and Rise Again of the Fashion Bow. And guess what this article was from? December 2nd, 2021. So apparently bows keep having a comeback, even though I feel like they've just been trending in here for a very, very long time. So here's the history of bows. There's a set of Sumerian hair bows made of gold from 2600 to 2500 BC. And you can find this in the Metropolitan Museum of Art. I hope I'm saying it. Like Sumerians, they had hair bows apparently. Now it was the Middle Ages, the introduction of ribbon became possible with the invention of the horizontal loom. And that's when we started, you know, really, really having hair bows. So in the 16th and 17th century, which I didn't look this up. So Edit and Meg, can you please come in and tell us exactly what time frame that is? Because I always get confused by this. Okay, so the 16th century was from 1501 to 1600. And the 17th century was from 1601 to 1700. Thank you for that. But it was during the 16th and 17th century that ribbon or like hair bows worn in the hair became super, super popular. There was even this version hairstyle, we'll go with, called love lock. And that was when wearing a bow tied to a long lock of hair. It said that usually you braided your hair and you laid it upon your chest and tied it with the bow. The bow represents romance since it's close to the heart. Which if you think about it, I feel like bows are super popular on Valentine's Day. They're all cute and girly. Why do we associate bows with romance? I mean, it clearly said that reason right there, but like, how did that become a thing? It was literally from this love lock hairstyle, and somehow it got associated with weddings and brides because of bow jewelry and these pendants that were worn over the heart in the 17th century. This, oh my gosh, this is actually insane. This fun fact, I thought it was the coolest thing ever. 18th century, French aristocracy. According to Google, it's aristocracy. That doesn't sound right, but like the aristocrats of the French time, French area. It is said they started using hair accessories, like hair bows in their hair. It is from Marquis de Fontage. Marquis de Fontage. Oh my goodness. I'm so sorry, ma'am, for mispronouncing your names. But anyways, homegirl, that was rude. This lady was a mistress of Louis the 14th. She started this trend. We have a mistress to thank for the very popularity of putting bows in our hair, because this is how the story goes. She lost her hat while riding a horse. Now, it was considered very risque to have your hair loose during this time period. So what did she do? She became innovative. She became smart. And she pulled ribbon off her dress to tie her locks up. So thanks to a mistress, we now put ribbon in our hair, because she was going to be risque and didn't want to get in trouble, because, you know, she was already being risque for being the mistress. And another fun fact about bows and ribbon, it is said that Marie Antoinette's hairdresser allegedly spent roughly 20,000 francs on her hair ribbon. Which, like, if you think about it, during that time frame, every woman had ribbon in her hair and bows in her hair. And it's kind of like a full circle moment. And I feel like we're doing it again. Like, it's so cute. Doing a little half up, half down hairstyle. And then you throw the ribbon in it. But I remember, I know I mentioned it before, I really thought people were going and getting, like, barrettes and hair clips, which they do sell those. And I do have a couple of those. But a lot of the girlies had these, like, really thin ones. And they were pretty. And I'm like, where are they getting these from? And I was just, like, randomly watching, because when am I not, these book girlies on YouTube. And one of them was, like, cutting ribbon to tie in the other girl's hair. And even the other girl in the video was like, wait, is this how you've been doing ribbon in your hair? You've just been buying actual legit ribbon? And the other girl was like, yeah, I just go to the craft store. It's really cheap. I usually wait for it to get on sale. And then I stock up and buy a bunch, which is fun. I have so much ribbon. I do it all the time. Sometimes I throw the ribbon pieces out, but sometimes I reuse them, because I feel like it's kind of wasteful to keep using the same ribbon, like not using the same ribbon over and over, especially if you haven't done anything with it. But I think it's cute trend. I'm here for it. I don't know how I feel about bows on clothing. Like, I think it's cute if it's like an iron-on, not like an actual bow, but also it's not that ugly either. I don't know. I'm here for this bow movement moment. I think it's so cute. I really like how, as a society, we took it from this, like, cute, innocent, girly thing, which it still is, into kind of like an empowering moment thing, like the first article suggested. I honestly put bows on everything. It's a problem. I especially think they're so cute on the back of a Kindle. But I'm getting distracted a lot. But what about you? Do you like this bow trend? Do you hate this bow trend? Let me know. So, the next time you're scrolling on social media or you're out and about and you see hair bows or bows in general on anything and everything, just know they've been trending for quite a bit of time. There's some fun history behind them, and they might stay here or they might go away. Who knows? It's a trend. Thank you for tuning into this week's episode of Hey Guys, It's Meg. You can follow Hey Guys, It's Meg _podcast on Instagram for updates and good times. Come back. I can't believe I'm about to say this. Come back next Monday at 9 a.m. for the 100th episode of Hey Guys, It's Meg. Can we just... I can't believe this literally started as a homework assignment. I know I've said that before. And here we are 100 episodes later. I just want to quickly shout out and say thank you to anyone and everyone who has listened to even a second of this podcast. It means the world to me. I'm having a lot of fun with it. I hope you have a lot of fun listening. And yeah, come back next week for the 100th episode, where I think I'm just going to talk about my whole podcasting journey and experience, maybe give some tips and tricks, even though I know I'm 100 episodes in, I still don't know really what I'm doing. But I'll see you guys on the flip side. Peace out, Girl Scouts.